This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a cold Friday morning. A lot of great things taking place this weekend. It was great to have Lisa Hale on here. You gotta tune into her show, Nuwisco Weekend.
Nuwisco?
Nuwisco, yeah.
No, not Nuwisco. It's right. Not like Nabisco. Right. It's like Nuwisco.
Nuwisco. Yeah. Northeast of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Nuwisco Shredded Week. Nuwisco. It's a great program. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Always fun having him here. Naomi Mose. The Art Garage, a wonderful, wonderful thing. Folks, if you're looking for some great Christmas presents, go there this weekend. Located on Cedar Street on the east side of Green Bay, pretty close to Green Bay East High School. Local artistic talent like you can't believe. But first, we have to talk about what happened in Motown last night. Our man John Miller for NBC 26 was there live and in person. Hey, John, it was kind of funny. I was in one studio last night at the TV station doing our basketball game. And your people were kind of like in the next studio doing the pregame show. And it was a crazy night in sports last night. But I just need to know, first of all, what was that atmosphere like in Detroit in the stadium? I've never been to that stadium, to be honest with you. When I covered the Lions, it was in this old Silver Dome, which was a dump. But what was it like down there last night?
Honestly, the stadium was way more beautiful than I thought. Ford Field was spectacular. The fans for the Lions were... they brought it. They brought the juice last night. That's one of the loudest stadiums that I think I've ever been in. I was sitting next to, I don't know, somebody from the NFL Network, and they had to put their headphones on to noise cancel the fans out. So I think the fans made a huge difference. But it was a fun atmosphere and a fun game.
So they have really, that is a great stadium. Been there a few times, but the fans at this time are just so much more energized. I mean, they are on.
They're feeling it.
They are feeling it. The other thing I like about the Lions when they introduce it, which we really can't do here at Lambeau, when they introduce them, they shut the lights down. It's kind of like with the Bulls when they start with that. Just it's awesome, and they get those fans pretty riled up with just the music, and then they're so excited this year about the Lions, and rightfully so. I'm one of those guys that I think if somebody's going to go, I love. Kind of an underdog after all those years and what that city went through. And so, yeah, the fans, anyway, I just want to say the fans are really, really energized, and I bet it was loud as can be.
Oh, absolutely. And the worst part was the Packers came into the game, and the message all week was, we got to take the fans out of the
right,
game.
So early.
What do? They win the coin toss, they kick off, and they immediately allow the fans to get in the game with a Lions touchdown. So that didn't help the Packers by any means, and you saw, what, a delay of game on the first drive or whatever, and it just – blowed the Packers down, they couldn't really do what they wanted to do.
And the Lions did that right. It wasn't like one big play and they scored. They really marched
methodical,
It was. And every play, the
that
fans got more excited.
Tone.
Oh, it did. It was, I can see where that would be a tough environment to play in. But the Packers sure came back, man. That was unbelievable, that second half.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the end, I think it just came down to Dan Campbell isn't afraid to take risks. And then Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator. I think Jeff Hafley for the Packers is a great defensive coordinator. He's going to be a great one in this league. But Ben Johnson is one of the best offensive minds, the Lions offensive coordinator in the entire NFL. He's going to be a head coach next year wherever he wants to go. And you could tell he was playing 4D chess against Hafley. They had no stop for it, and then the biggest part was they couldn't get off the field on fourth downs, and that was ultimately the difference. And the worst part was, as Kenny Clark said, they expected –
Even on
that last one for the field goal.
Go ahead, Dennis.
So I was watching the game last night too, and you could hear the noise and the excitement. I don't know, was it 1957 last time they won a freaking championship or whatever? Yeah. So I get the excitement and whatnot, but I heard there's a lot of rudeness that was going on, a lot of rough relations between both sides. Can you relate to that, or were there examples that you heard or saw?
Man, the pregame show where LaFleur was getting into it with one of the Lions fans was pretty interesting. And I know he just said the NFL or the security should have stepped in, but it seemed to get pretty chippy there at times between the Packers. I mean, Xavier McKinney, I didn't see too much from where I was at, but it probably on the TV copy saw a little more chippiness than we're able to see on the field when you're trying to track yeah. the stats and write your notes down.
John, can you tell us what happened with LaFleur? Because actually, I was doing the basketball game, as we said, the Herd game last night, so I missed the first half. But what I didn't know until Jim came in this morning, I didn't know there was any kind of an altercation.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I was on my way up to the press box because we had our pregame hit until 7. So last night at like 3 in the morning when I'm kind of doing my deep dive on the game a little bit, trying to read everything that happened. Yeah, it looked like LaFleur and a fan who I think was holding the flag for the national anthem, you know, came over and gave the Packers some gestures, and he was giving the Packers the business, as they like to say, and LaFleur was not happy about it. So, yeah, that's all I know happened, and I know LaFleur just basically said, you know, he wishes, you know, things like that usually never happen. Security usually gets in the way.
Yeah, I don't think we're taught not to engage the fans, right? I mean, right? I mean,
you'll never win. You will never win.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
It's like me and Jim in the parade.
Right.
You'll never win.
So, hey, what's your take on both teams? I mean, you were there, front row seat. You think Packers are going to the playoffs? You think the Lions, there they are going to go?
Well, John, before Jim and I have been talking about this literally all morning since we both walked in. The only thing we kind of hang our hand, okay, the Vikings and the Lions, they're just on a roll right now. What we keep hearkening back, and you were in right around here at that time, in what year was it?
11?
10. Yeah, 2010. The year they won the first Super Bowl. And it's like,
it was awesome.
You know, came in as a wild card, but the difference was
every game on the road.
But we had like a Charles Woodson. We had guys that would make plays because of their own individual ability. Clay Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people would make those big plays. Do we have those guys to separate in the playoffs, do you think, John?
Yeah, I think absolutely they do. I think they have Jordan Love, and I think they have Josh Jacobs. Then on defense, they have Xavier McKinney, who can make splash plays. I think the biggest guy that they're missing right now is Jair Alexander. I mean, that secondary in the cornerback room is beat up, and now they lost Evan Williams and Javon Bullard in that game. Bullard was in crutches in the locker room, so that's not good. But I think they have the pieces, if they're healthy, to make some sort of run here. As for what the Packers are this year, they're a very good ball club. I mean, they went toe-to-toe with probably, I think, the best team in the league right now. So, and they didn't even play their best game of football yesterday. A lot of mistakes like they've made in the past, you know, turnovers, red zone penalties on both sides. But if they just put it all together, this team is dangerous. They're basically a lock to be the wild card. They're going to be battling it out with the Vikings for who gets the 5 and 6 seed. So, hey, all you got to do is win and get in the NFL. As we've seen,
right.
Lambeau Field is not a home field advantage in the playoffs anymore. The playing on the road for the Packers suits them well, too.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, have a safe trip home. And we were talking about you earlier about drinking water. The lady we had on yesterday has lost 235 pounds. And what are the things? How much does she drink?
She like 90 ounces.
Which nobody knows how much that really is.
John said that's almost a gallon. It's about 3 liters.
Well, how much water do you drink a day, John?
I try to get, well, way over a gallon. Let's just say that. That's my rough estimation. At least 150 ounces.
That's incredible.
That's a lot of water.
All right. I'll tell you what. Will you get to the weight room and work out with Jim again this week?
Get some sleep when you can.
Throw some weight around.
Once we get back, I'll be there.
All right. Well, have fun.
I'll see you there, buddy.
Thanks for having me on.
John, thank you so very much. I truly appreciate this, buddy.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too, John, from NBC 26. Now, let's go to the man, the former Pirate of East Carolina, a man that would take anybody on. Man to man, mano el mano. Meet him in the hall. Come on, you 245-pound fullback. Take me on, George Koontz. Dr. Koontz, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you, my friend? I'm doing well.
Better if the Packers had knocked off the Lions last night. I will be honest with you.
Yep, I would agree with that. But I tell you what, though, it was a game of two unbelievable teams that I think is going to be in the mix going down the stretch to represent the NFC for Super Bowl 59.
Wow. I hope you're right on that, Doc. Doctor,
we've got Dennis Peters here, who's with us every Friday morning from the Glam Band.
Good morning, Dr. George Koontz.
Good morning, Mr. Dennis. Good
morning. It's a pleasure to have you on with us this morning, and I hope you're right about that, but I'm just glad we didn't see Taylor Swift last night, to be honest with you.
Yeah. A little tired of that at
oh,
the game.
Every dang game you watch TV, it's Taylor Swift, this and that. I'm tired of seeing the Chiefs. I just think it's going to be the Lions and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I've been saying that all season long. It just everything seems to be pointing that way.
Well, right. George, tell us a little bit, though, about momentum in the National Football League. Because we were talking about the Packers in 2010. They were like, okay, wild card. And then something just switched. What is that? And I've spent a lot of time in locker rooms with you and everything like that. And you try to get a read on things, but you almost can't figure it out until teams get on the field. You can all have all the pregame, we're ready, we're good. But until you guys just get on that field, something changes. What is it that makes those differences, George?
Well, one of the keys is having a quarterback with the hot hand. I feel as though if you have all three phases of the game, defense, offense, and special teams that happens to be clicking at the same time and playing complete games, that would give you the momentum coupled with having a quarterback with the hot hand. It's going to bode well for how you play on that particular day.
But when you guys were in the thick of it, you had some great leaders in that locker room that kind of kept things together too, didn't you?
Oh, most definitely. On both sides of the ball and on special teams. You had Desmond Howard, Lamont Hollandquist, Travis Jervey. Those three just on the special team side of things. Then, on defense, you had your Reggie White, Leroy Butler, Santana Dotson, Sean Jones, Gilbert Brown. We'd go on and on. And then on offense, you had the great Brett Favre. So leadership matters, and as well as it should, it matters in every other phase of our life, and football and sports shouldn't be no different, and it isn't.
George, one of the things that I've always we got to send her a quick George. Can you hang on? We got to send it to a super 1 minute quick break and come back with you.
I'm right here with you. Okay?
Outstanding. We've got George Koontz, great linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, standing by. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and Dennis from the Glam Band joining us. And of course, this is Football Friday, brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. Great place to go to watch ball games. This weekend, of course, some great games on Sunday. Great place to go. Great food. We'll talk more about that in a bit. But first, Mr. George Koontz. George, I'm trying to be professional and respectful. Would you prefer we call you Dr. Koontz?
We go back so far.
That means yes. Okay, doctor, we got it. That was loud.
Yeah,
and clear.
We knew each other way back, George. You know what I'm going to say, though, George? And this is, I'm so impressed and what everything with what you've done in the academic field. And you're a great line. You were a badass linebacker who would take on anybody. But I got to ask you, it's so amazing and wonderful what you've done in your post-football career. Could you just tell us a little bit about that? What inspired you? Because Jim here, he teaches and he's whatever. And he always tries to find what was that spark that made the difference with a person. Can you tell us what that spark was for you and tell us about your current job at Marion College? I think this is a phenomenal story.
And the reason we're so interested in this, George, is, you know, it's more common to go from what you did into the sports, right? Being an announcer, being an assistant coach. And yet you took the academia route, which is difficult. I mean, it just, let's call it what it is. I mean, to get your PhD, tell us, I want to know about the impetus for that. And, you know, you're obviously very successful in the academic world.
Well, let's just go outside of my family, because, you know, our parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles are very impressionable upon us. But let's just go outside of that.
Right.
You know, the organization of the Green Bay Packers and some of the players that played for the Packers had an unbelievable impact on my life and my career. And after my playing days, I made up my mind that I wanted, whatever I got, whatever I transitioned to, I wanted to be a servant leader. And that's what basically, if you sum up what I do, whether it's going to a Horicon Bank board meeting that's going to start in a little bit, or, you know, being a senior vice president at Marion University that was founded by the Sisters of St. Agnes back in 1936. Because they was over at UW Oshkosh, and they was asked to basically leave because they wore their habits to class. They said, well, we'll just start our own school and give everybody an opportunity to get education. And that really resonates with me, being a kid from rural North Carolina. Didn't have a lot of resources, but one thing that was available, public and private, to everyone in my area, and I think this is true for around the country, is education. And I truly believe that no matter what, where you come from, or what your grandparents or your mom and dad are, I think education is the ultimate equalizer. It gives you a chance to compete. When we start talking about football, you're competing for either to win against the Lions or to make the final roster in Green Bay. I think education give you an opportunity to give you the tools to compete for a job on a college campus or Green Bay packaging. All depends on, you know, what your dreams are and what you want to do. I think education is at the foundation of that.
So, amen to that.
To sum it up for you.
I love that. And kids got to know that. This education, it's like, why do I need this? Because I'm going to be doing that. You know, that's your ticket out. It's your ticket to anywhere you want to go is education. And, you know, even when they're young, right? You know, you learn to read and then read to learn. Just people got to keep being educated because there's a whole world out there that, like, you know, you're playing football. Did you ever think you were going to have your PhD?
No, not at all. If you would have asked me when I was in the locker room after we won a NFC championship, whether we playing the Cowboys or the 49ers or the Carolina Panthers, I would have never thought that I would be the chairman of a board to build a state-of-the-art jail facility in the county of Fond du Lac. And it may reach, the price tag, unfortunately, may reach the upwards of about $400 million. And I'm the chair of the committee because of the things that the PAC organization and sport gave me. They gave me a team, all hands on deck outlook. And I'm happy to be able to serve not only the city of Fond du Lac, but the state of Wisconsin and beyond.
So the sports, just the whole management, the, you know, I mean, leadership is really having a vision and then really getting people to buy into your vision. The NFL helped you with those skills?
Everything, you
you know, involved with sport and the NFL and Green Bay. Just not football. It's volleyball. It's women's basketball. It doesn't matter. Sport is truly a, you know, the fabric of our great nation. So I'm glad that my mom got me involved at 9 years old back in Eastern North Carolina.
Why do I think I wouldn't want to be a 9-year-old going against a 9-year-old George Koontz?
Ever.
I can just picture him.
Oh, you probably would have won a lot of games against me because I was just a skinny kid.
Really?
Trying to find my way.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a dream, though.
You sure did. I mean, and nobody, and I mean nobody, I thought, played the linebacker position with the fire that you had. And you didn't come through the NFL through the front door either. You went through the World League, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, but when I saw you play football, I saw a guy went from sideline to sideline with his hair on fire.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, nobody played with the zest and fire that you brought to the game.
Yeah, he brought it
I've
all.
I've never seen anybody
like that. I remember Mike Holmgren
like
used to say, when you're going to hit somebody, you bring every single thing you got in your body. You bring that every time you make that, and George Koontz personified that.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say that, George? Because you weren't the biggest guy in the world, but man, you brought it.
Well, I try. I just didn't want to let my fans down and my teammates and my family. So it was a very exciting time, and I'm glad I get a chance to be a fan of
Well, Dr. Koontz, we're out of time. It is such an honor and pleasure to have you on here. All the admiration in the world for you, my friend.
Appreciate it.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Boy, special thanks to Dr. George Koontz. Joining us, John Miller from NBC 26, Naomi Mose from the Art Garage in downtown Green Bay, which is going to be a spectacular weekend for them. And Mark Houston, of course, from Bell and Sports Medicine. Lisa Hale, Nabisco weekend preview coming up.
Nabisco?
No, did I say it wrong again?
Nabisco.
Okay.
I hear it.
Okay, this is our Heights Pub and Parlor music series, which is a wonderful part of the week. We got Tyler SJ here, who's
it's wonderful. It's wonderful because it's the last part of the week.
But here's the deal too. Okay, so I started the day a little rough because of the loss last night and whatever. And then it's like I'm reaching. Things are going great. Heading into the weekend, all good. And then all of a sudden, somebody from Heights Pub and Parlor says something so insulting to me and demeaning and humiliating is the best word.
That's an evil laugh.
Why don't you introduce yourself, young lady?
I'm Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor.
Hi, Ashley.
And you did say it's Friday, the end of the week. We do have Friday fish today.
Hey!
Pan-fried walleye, beer-battered walleye, and perch. So
way to change the subject.
Yeah, great. You guys have a great fish
You
fry.
Humiliated me in front of an entire... We had like 12 people in this room, and she goes, my God! I'm like, what? Oh, my God! I'm like, watch this. You got this longest hair coming out of your eyebrows. I can't believe it.
Freelance.
You gotta go someplace to get that trimmed.
It was like 3 inches. I thought it was in your eyeball.
Thanks for noticing. What do you say to that?
Yeah. So the whole time I'm trying to slick it down now, wetting my fingers and
slick. Next time I just can't won't tell you. It. I'll just pull it out.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Todd. Your people. Painful. Todd, your people.
I like her attitude.
Yeah, me too. Spunky. That's why actors cry on set. You know, pull a hair out somewhere.
Wow.
Could have said I found that in my meal. last time.
Wow.
Yeah, you could have got her back. I'm just looking for a little, hey, what's on your side on that one?
Oh, thank you. Okay, I never know. Ashley, what else is going on? I like it that way, by the way.
Well, it is Christmas season, so we are booking up quickly for our upstairs parlor for private events.
Nice. Great place.
Holiday parties.
You know what I noticed?
Yes.
And I can't remember. When I walked past your place the other day, up way, and Jim and I talk about this all the time. I love walking around downtown Green Bay because no matter how long you live here, you notice things when you walk. Up on
and
top.
And people are driving by. Oh, there's another one.
Right.
See your eyebrows.
Yeah, I know. I was like the homeless. I was just teasing.
I know what you're saying.
Okay, I
know where you're going.
You come
in
and complain about the homeless, so I thought maybe. Okay, anyway.
The year your building was built is incredible. Like 1870 or something?
Yeah. Wow, I think it's 1860 something.
No. Yeah. That's probably one of the oldest buildings in the city because where the little museum is on Monroe, behind there is a house that I think is 1870. Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's
and
like
I love your
nice
building.
Nice little plaque in that window spot with the two.
But you got to look up there and see it from the outside.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's cool, that ambience you have
it
there.
Is
and
really cool.
You got great food. We talk about your customer service, which I absolutely love there. So the holiday parties, what corporate things?
Yep. We've got businesses, a lot of businesses, actually. The banks, businesses that just call. And
you hosted a party yesterday, but I was recording my show, so I couldn't come to it. But for the new development, where they moved the Packer statues. They came to the Heights and did a presentation for 4 hours, right?
I mean,
they were there a long time yesterday, 3 or 4 hours.
Yep.
Did they decide anything?
We'll talk about that in a different segment, but I'm just saying that you guys host a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, it's so convenient.
Right.
It is. It turned out wonderful. And then I had another, a retirement party after that. So it was great, but December is really booking fast. So, you know, sometimes it's nice to have those holiday parties, you know, after the holidays.
A lot of people are doing that now, huh?
Yeah, where it's
I like mine early.
I know. But, you know, it's nice because everything's kind of slowed down a little bit where you can actually have time to think about it and plan where you're not planning your own holiday stuff along with, you know, your work events as well.
And then Jim finally came clean this morning about what he's doing. We suspected this. So a little bit of an office party. There'll be like an hour and a half, okay? And then he's got his other party for the hoity-toity people.
That was last year.
You're doing that this year, too.
I had two parties.
Get the riff-raff
out of here.
Same band.
Exactly.
Same music, but...
It's funny.
Do you know one's friends and family and the other one's rich friends? I don't know what I say.
Hoity-toity, we got it.
Then you mentioned people like a
Ashley like a from the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Dennis, introduce our very special guest.
Well, our mothers dressed us the same today.
I like that. You guys are wearing cool sweaters.
It's 'tis the season. It's all Tyler's fault, by the way.
Thank you for that.
Skiing. You could ski just in nice weather.
Opera
that's
ski.
Like perfect.
It is. Ski lodge, having a, a toddy by the fire, the whole thing.
Me and
all your groupies hanging around.
A couple of ski
Your wife punching them groupies in the face.
Naturally.
That
happens.
It's a beautiful moment.
Tyler SJ is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. His second installment here. We're happy to have him. And he's in the Christmas spirit.
Whole new genre of what you're bringing to the table today, right?
Yeah.
Something like a girl's name, doesn't it?
Is that how it's pronounced?
Genre.
Is that right?
Genre.
Okay. It is now.
You know, there's something there's I read something this morning. We'll do this next week, but it was like the 25 most mispronounced words. So
is that one of them?
I don't know if that was one of them.
I try to sound smart, I come off sounding
dumb. It backfires.
Yeah. Posthumously.
Some of us have learned that.
Actually, Nikki gave me a word. Every day we're trying to do a word. Nikki, what was the word yesterday? And I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Johnny, this one was like espresso. Like, it's not E-S.
Yeah, right.
S. You know, that was one of them.
But espresso?
It's espresso.
Nikki, what was our keyword yesterday that I didn't know how to do?
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Oh, they look like
Come on, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, though.
It's a look-alike.
You know, two things I don't know. Doppelgangers and gaslighting. I don't know what that is.
So explain doppelganger about half the guys on Sopranos are your doppelganger.
Gaslighting. Gaslighting is a word brought up by a narcissist. Come on now, let's go. let's be honest.
Fine. So introduce our guest one more time before I really interrupt it.
Ladies and gentlemen, on guitar and happy mood, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tyler SJ.
Morning, guys.
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Welcome back.
I gotta tell you, okay, so you brought in your own Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to be honest, when I last night, when I got back to my apartment. Outside on the
down
step,
by the river,
there was a must have been a DoorDash with four like caribou coffees and a bag of something. Okay, this morning they were still there on the sidewalk.
Let's go get it. Passed out.
Frozen.
Somebody made that call, and then
right.
Yeah. That's how frozen coffee became a thing.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Are you playing at Heights?
Not yet. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right. Yay.
Where are you playing, though?
We're deal makers around here.
Out and listen to just a little acoustic music.
So this Saturday, I'll be up in Door County at Sway Brewing on Saturday. The next week, I'm going to North Dakota for a little run of shows.
Really?
North Dakota?
It's where I'm originally from.
Oh, all right.
And
so do they make a big deal? Like, you know, big time coming home.
Yeah, they kind of look at me with a side eye, like, ooh, this big city, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Well, hey, what's the name of your dog?
My dog's named Barnaby.
Okay.
Why?
Well, because Barnaby's on your back.
Oh. I thought he was looking for a password or something.
These are actually all. These are
trying to get into his computer. What's your password?
What did we have in here the other day? Do you remember with the black coat? And it was just completely covered. I go, what kind of dog do you have? Oh, it's a husky.
This might be my cat, Charlie.
Okay. So let me tell you, or you tell us about something you said that you're putting out a new album.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas music, which is cool. But original Christmas music? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Of course there is. It was all original at some point. So,
yeah, good point.
So I.
But it has been a while. You got to admit. I mean,
since Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Well, no, right, whoever. But
Mariah Carey.
There's just been. I always thought that about Christmas. It's like, come on. I mean, you know, Silent Night, Joy to the World. They're all great, but. So what do you got?
Well, so I've always like kind of.
I'm
been,
with you.
What do you got?
I'm with you.
Poor guy writes the original Christmas. What do you got?
The excitement is palpable,
isn't
it? Okay.
Oh, good word.
So I've always kind of been interested in kind of contemporary Christmas music, and I've written songs kind of over the years, and then this year I was like, well, I'm gonna put them all together and record them, and so like none of them, I think three maybe were written this year. And then one's like 17 years old.
Oh, cool. It's your own?
It's my own stuff, man.
That's cool.
Holy night.
Yeah.
Twist the words a little bit.
What's your all-time favorite Christmas song?
Today.
Yeah.
Probably Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
Oh.
That's a really great song. Okay. Yeah. Really. Great song. Big in the UK.
Oh.
Big in the UK.
And in our hearts.
And the
My
SJ.
Father-in-law loves it. Yeah.
Jim and I, two old guys, are like, oh.
No, go listen to it. And for like a standard Christmas song, I would say Have a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Mine is, I got two of them. Mine is City Sidewalks.
It's silent. No, it's not City Sidewalks. It's Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
You just know
Twisted Sister version.
Whatever the first three words of the song is that's the title for John.
Pretty much. But because it reminds me when I was down in Green Bay when I was a little kid at Christmas one time, or like right about now time, and the streets were just, it was the prangies. It was just unbelievable. Oh, yeah. And to me, that reminds me of a city. In Green Bay reminds me of a city from back then.
City Sidewalks.
Yes.
City Sidewalks. It's Silver Bells. Silver Bells. But anyway.
And the other one is Baby, It's Cold Outside.
It sure is.
I love Baby, It's Cold Outside. I really should go. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, you should.
That was my Dean Martin voice.
Not sing that.
No, I know. That got a lot of bad act.
Yeah, but what's in this drink? Okay, it's a roofie or something. But they didn't have those in that day.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, now we take modern day and put it towards that.
Anyway,
while we're getting ready for the music, Ashley, what else is going on at Heights really quickly that you want to promote?
So we've also got some new cocktail menu lists.
Oh.
So you got to stop in and check that out. We've got new cocktail menus at every table and super exciting. And then,
You can do it.
You can do it.
Do you have any fun desserts?
Right now we have some brownies.
I love desserts.
Oh, yes. Hey, Jim.
They're so delicious.
Hey, Jim.
Sure.
You're going to serve those at your party again this year?
Competition.
Wow.
Yeah. Honestly, it's nutmeg. Honest, I swear.
Oh, okay.
I swear. Ashley, we love your place.
Thank you so much.
We do.
I want to come in for the walleye pan-fried.
There you go.
I hear that every week.
Same here. No, I'll be there.
Wow. Wow.
So, Tyler, we were talking about favorite songs, but I've said any rendition of
your... Okay, we got to get here. Yeah.
Okay, we got to get
Todd Thomas, you got to sing right
go
now.
Go ahead.
When Todd says sing, you sing.
Beneath a single roof, you hear everybody move. Four kids and some cousins too in a little northern town. church on Christmas Eve. Why we gotta be the last to leave? Quick, someone read the manger scene so we can pass the gifts around. We're scattered farther now, and isn't that the way? But I still miss you most on Christmas Day. When the kids pour down the stairs, it's when I hear you. And what I give for just one Christmas to be near you. Tell you all about the year, see you grinning ear to ear. Let you know just what it means, have you here. I never thought we'd ever find ourselves so far apart. But Merry Christmas. How's the weather where you are? How's the weather where you are? Must have been about 93. Snow must have been as tall as me. Four wide on the bumper beam, the Chevy tires churn. Town cop flipped the cherries on. Dad asked him what was wrong. He said, why don't I drive some so you can take a turn? I know those days are gone, and gone is where they'll stay. But I still miss my brothers most Christmas Day. When the kids pour down the stairs, it's when I hear you. And what I give for just one Christmas to be near you. Tell you all about the year, see you grinning ear to ear. Let you know just what it means to have you here. I never thought we'd ever find ourselves so far apart. But Merry Christmas. How's the weather where you are? I hope the next year is your best. How's the weather? Put our bygones in the past. How's the weather? If we start planning now.
Stick around, more live music with Tyler S.J. on the way with Mino and the Mayor on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks. Dressed in holiday style.
Honestly, city side. You guys make fun of me sometimes with my singing voice. I think I could do Christmas songs like a Dean Martin.
Without
I
a
really
doubt.
Go with some training.
Without a doubt. Even your sound style.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tyler, your speaking voice is like crooning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is that.
That song you just wrote was, I got like goosebumps.
Oh, man.
And I told you that when you hear a song that you can visualize, and when you said cherry top, like I said, that was our term for state police up in Michigan.
Yeah.
And stuff in the Chevy. And I love those kind of songs. We're talking about Dan Fogelberg with the song
Old Lang Syne.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you've got that style of telling a story in your song, which is so great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And now you've got an album, new album out, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
It's called A Little Piece. It's 8 original Christmas songs in one cover, and recorded at Rock Garden in Appleton. Got Kurt Gunn, Brad Berdini, Michael Grabner, Amanda James, Rick Spatchel Armstrong, all these like local kind of music heroes of mine.
And y'all got together.
Yeah, we all got together. It was really collaborative and fun, and people have enjoyed it. So I'm enjoying myself as well.
Dennis, that's cool, isn't it, when you get all your buddies together like that?
You said Rick Spatula Armstrong. That's a name I haven't heard in a bit.
Yeah, man. He drums for all my stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And it was kind of fun, like I said, just kind of getting your buddies together, and everybody kind of like filled in their parts on a song. So I've been in the Christmas spirit since like middle of September. it's a problem. My wife hates it.
Do you get your second, third wind by now, or...?
I've been kind of waiting for everyone for a few months, you know? So now, like, I'm kind of burnt out on it, and I'm kind of, like, frankly kind of tired of these songs. I've been dealing with them for, you know, 2 months.
Jeez.
So, like, not really. Not tired of them, but you know what I mean.
But you know what's funny is Like, I used to, you'd probably too, Jim, we're the same. I used to love, like, the Lawrence Welk Christmas specials or Andy Williams. Or those were, like, such big events when they came on TV.
Great. And I'd get them on YouTube now still.
Yeah.
Just look them up,
Your eight songs, is there one that's, like, Catching Fire? I mean, I'm serious when I say there hasn't been a really good
new
sing-along Christmas song in years.
Well, I think Chill in the Air, which is the first song, and I'd sent it to you guys a little while ago, but it's kind of like a more like throwback style, has saxophone and kind of all that fun stuff. So this is like a consciously throwback song, where some of the others are a little bit more folky. But they've all done well. It just came out on Monday, actually. Wow. And then the CD's been out for a little bit. But it's done really well. And like the response has been really great. And I'm just enjoying myself.
And it's great when you have parties to have background music, right? Christmas music.
So I want
to
be your background music.
Okay. Well, I usually mix it up a little bit, but yes. Mm-hmm. A little Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and just, you know, I'll put in some of Johnny's songs, you know.
If I can stand up next to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, baby.
This guy's his biggest TSO in North Dakota, I'm telling you.
Jim tried getting TSO for his Christmas party at his house.
Are your songs on Spotify?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're all on Spotify. And
cool.
This is Chill in the Air, we're hearing right now.
Great. Okay.
Oh, I like it.
I like Ross Catterton from Kyle Magna is playing saxophone, killing it. Forgot to say his name.
Come on, baby, feel that chill in the air. Turn on the fire, find some flannel to wear. Something warm.
Kurt Gunn with the Heavenly Harmonies.
And tip that thing up to the ceiling.
I like this.
Come on, baby. Yeah.
I'll play this at my party.
Absolutely.
This is good.
This would be great to play at Heights this time
of
year.
Absolutely. Good music.
Well, I'm eating my walleye.
Yes.
This is my new Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Right.
You know?
This is fun.
That's and phenomenal. Love that song.
I love me too. That's good stuff. Where do we get this again? I know you'd mentioned
it.
So Facebook.
It's on all the streamers. It's on your Spotify's and iTunes and stuff.
When we go to Spotify, like I'm so advanced with all this.
I wanted to ask that question, but I know I was going to come off like the dumb guy in the room. Okay. So I'm glad you asked that question. So
John doesn't know what Spotify is.
Press the power button on your
computer. No, I got it. But Spotify, then what do I punch in?
Tyler SJ.
Okay. Tyler SJ, boom.
Yep, there I am.
And all the songs.
I got it.
Yep.
Everyone. That's really good stuff, Tyler. I'm not lying, I'm saying because you're here. I would love to listen to that stuff. I would play that.
Well, the thing is that when you do listen to it, I'll feel a little gust of wind. That's great. Like ooh, somebody
all
listening.
We are.
Like
when a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's exactly what happens. Like, oh, I can sense
but
it.
Even with that song, some of the things you're talking about, the flannel and everything, you do descriptive songs, which is cool.
Thank you. That's what I'm going for. You know, like I think for like Christmas songs, I've said this before, like they're kind of an uncynical song.
Yeah.
You know, where compared to like other songs, like where you might be trying to like be cool or whatever. Christmas, nobody cares. You just get out there and like tell people you love them.
And just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It comes through in that song.
That's cool.
Good stuff. Right?
You know what I love? Gust in the Wind.
I love when you guys talk about, you could throw out all these musician names. You've all worked with them or know them or collaborated or whatever. You guys have such a fraternity.
It's small world. It really is.
It is a small world. And the thing is that like, especially, you know, given the music culture in Appleton with Mile of Music and stuff like now, it's a really great time to be a singer-songwriter in the area. There's a lot of support for it.
And there's more effort being made in other places as well, because that Mile of Music really caught fire, right? It was like 9 or 10 years ago. But we had a guy from the Tarleton, which is a place down here. It's been around for 100 years.
Such a cool building. Place.
And he's trying a lot of new things to
And he does those cool like group concerts.
Exactly.
And stuff
small
like that.
Musicians that in... You know, kind of catch you up on the way up or the way down, right? But, I mean, that's just a great place to start in this community. And I think that's
awesome.
And
in a part of town that's been kind of, like, neglected or whatever you want to call it. I mean, things. And he's, you know, on grassroots, he's trying to revive that with music.
Right.
He's using music to revive the area.
Yep.
And I think a lot of times, like, people don't necessarily know what they're missing if there's not, like, an active live music scene or original music scene. But I think with this area, like, people have kind of realized how much fun it is and how special it is to have that here.
And it's like live theater versus a movie, right?
Sure.
There's just something special about going there. I mean, you've heard the song, but it's just neat seeing you guys do it live. So I'm glad we have the venues for you.
Absolutely.
Tyler SJ for Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. I know you're going to North Dakota, the hometown, to play anything coming up locally.
And then I'll be doing the August Haven for Avenue Radio the 19th of December.
Outstanding.
And then at Jim's Place on the 24th. The day after that, the 20th in Appleton, just some fun Christmas shows kind of coming up. So
fantastic.
Check my schedule, Tyler SJ, Tyler-SJ.com.
Dennis, thanks for being here, buddy.
Great to be here.
Ashley!
You.
Hi,
man. Thank you.
Is Cassie still working for you guys? She's playing some good basketball for UWGB.
She is, just not right now.
Okay.
She's playing basketball.
She's having a great start to her season.
Yes.
We had to let her go.
All right, folks, we are done. Thanks for a fantastic week.
Thank
it's
you
so
guys.
Much fun. Thanks for all being here. See ya.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.